This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. New England is digging out from as much as 3 feet of snowfall today, and at least 5 deaths have been blamed on a powerful winter storm that swept through the region Friday night and yesterday morning. The snow has stopped falling, but more than 500,000 people still don't have electricity. And in some coastal areas, residents are also dealing with flooding. NPR's Jeff Brady visited the small town of Scituate, Massachusetts.
The snow was one thing, but this nor'easter also brought a flood of seawater into Carolyn Crawford's neighborhood.
It was coming in so fast. It was coming in like a river. It was really scary, and I guess a lot of people left their houses, but some people stayed.
Crawford was among them. At high tide Saturday morning, she says the water flooded her neighbors' basements and came just to the edge of her property. Then it began to recede.
I am really lucky. I'm so tired because I've been worrying so much. I'm exhausted because it's cold. I've been worrying and shoveling and all that.
Now Crawford is waiting for the electricity to come back on.
When I woke up this morning, it was 42 in the house, and I have gas logs, and I put them on, and it's still pretty chilly in there. Yeah, I hope the pipes don't freeze.
Throughout Massachusetts, a ban on road travel was lifted Saturday afternoon, prompting many to begin digging out their cars. Daryl Lynch spent a half hour digging through the mound of snow drifted against his all-wheel drive car. The tires are just spinning in the snow, so he gets the shovel back out.
You know, too, the drift blows the snow up underneath the cars. And then they get to when the wheels start to spin, the car sinks down, and the car's sitting on snow.
Lynch gets back in his car and then guns the engine. Success.
Now, you got it.
All you gotta do is get a couple of feet in front of the front wheel tires, and you're good.
Mayor's office, how can I help you?
In Boston, Mayor Tom Menino's hotline was busy all day Saturday with city workers answering requests. Most were from residents who want streets near their homes plowed.
What neighborhood? All right, we'll get someone out there as soon as possible.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick also warned homeowners that rain is in the forecast Monday, so getting snow off roofs should be a priority.
With the rain coming on top of the snow, it adds significantly to the weight and therefore the structural risks to some roofs. I think it's a particular concern with flat roofs.
Governor Patrick says crews are working hard to get public transit moving again. Without it, the Monday work commute could be a mess. Friday wasn't bad because many workers were given the day off. But throughout the storm, there were some who couldn't quit working, like Erin Rinaldi.
I am a pet sitter, and people are gone, and I'm out checking all of my neighborhood cats, making sure everybody has food, water, and is okay.
This storm will rank with some of the biggest in recorded history. In Boston, it'll make the top 10 list and likely the top 5. And in Portland, Maine, by Saturday night, the National Weather Service said 31.9 inches of snow had fallen. That breaks the previous record, set in 1979, by more than 4 inches. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.
For more on the blizzard that hit much of New England and the storm's aftermath and cleanup efforts, visit npr.org.